Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Simple Talk. So today we are speaking with Jennifer McCutcheon, and she is the owner of Enable No More. Good morning, Jennifer. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Jenny. Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to chat with you today.
Yeah. I love everything that you're doing. So let's just jump right in and tell us a bit about your journey and how you got started with this business.
Absolutely. I'd love to share it with you. I'm passionate actually about sharing my story. For a long time, I was ashamed. I was, you know, really nervous to really talk about what was going on in my life because there was a lot of chaos. There was a lot of dysfunction. And I really took it personally. And when we do that, we isolate and we really get into this cocoon that creates even more suffering and even more hardship. So really, Enable No More basically was started through my own journey with loving my loved ones with addiction. And addiction touches every single one of us. The more I learn and the more I understand and the more I heal, I really truly understand that we are all struggling with different levels and severities of addiction, of mental health, and that there is no shame in it. There is absolutely no shame in it. And we need to come from an approach of love. So, and it starts with myself. So I got to a point, I've been married twice, divorced twice. I have two children and a stepson. Both of my ex-husbands are and have struggled with substance abuse. So that is one part of my story. And then another big piece of my story is my son, who is now 24. He struggles with substance abuse as well. So 20 years of loving my loved ones with addiction and the toll that it took on my own mental health, my physical health, my emotional well-being, I became very, very sick, very, very sick in all areas of my life. It affected every single aspect of my life. And I hit rock bottom many times. I hit turning points many times, but I had this mindset that I couldn't give up, that I had to stay with it. A good mom doesn't give up. A good wife doesn't give up. And I took myself into this dark, dark place because I was resisting reality. And the more I resisted reality, the more I suffered. And I started to really come to like hitting my head against a wall over and over and over again, repeating the same cycles over and over and over again, and expecting things to be different. And I wasn't getting any better. My husband wasn't getting any better. My child wasn't getting any better. Things just continued to spiral until I finally had the turning point, breaking point, rock bottom, pivot, whatever you want to call it. I started to recognize nothing was going to change unless I changed. That I couldn't rely on anybody's recovery, anybody making better choices for themselves to make me feel better. I realized I was codependent on everybody and everything to make me happy, to be my peace, you know, and I realized nothing was going to change. So I had to change it on my own. Enable No More was created because I learned ways to stop enabling. It wasn't had nothing to do with my son, my partner. It had nothing to do with anybody but me. That is my message. Wherever you are, whatever you're struggling with, as long as we continue to place that power outside of ourselves, we will continue to suffer and we will repeat the same patterns, the same cycles. So it starts with loving on yourself, coming back to yourself, coming back to mindfulness, because when we're struggling with any type of mental health issue or struggle, there's a deep-rooted wound. There's a wound there that isn't going to go away until you address it, and it starts with love, loving yourself.
You can only push it down so far, right? So you have to address it.
You can't run away from it. It will find you.
So what different modalities do you use in your practice? Mm-hmm.
So I use many different modalities, many different lineages of yoga, mindfulness practices, breath work, which is literally breath work saved my life. Breath work is a powerful tool. It is a resource that we have available to us every single second, where there is breath, there is life, which means that it is never over until we are no longer breathing. So to me, there is no gone too far. We can turn it around. That turning point is available to us through our breath. Our breath teaches us to come back to center. Our breath regulates our central nervous system. Within 30 seconds or a minute of conscious breath, you can turn the mind. You can regulate your central nervous system very, very quickly. So breath work, I use shamanic practices. So, you know, medicine, there is medicine all around us. There is medicine in a walk in nature. There is medicine in music. There is medicine all around us, and we can tap into it by looking up at the stars, looking up at the blue skies and being grateful. We are connected to all of it. We are connected to all of it. And a big piece of my practice as well is trauma healing. So, you know, really, there's specific practices and processes that I'm trained in to basically neutralize the trauma, neutralize the emotion, and get into the epigenetics. So this is how we we're basically tagged with a command or a limiting belief from trauma events. Okay. So they don't go away. So we have to energetically release them from the body, which when we hold negative energy or negative charges in the body, it creates illness. So if you're struggling with digestive issues, skin rashes, you know, any type of disease or dis-ease in the body, it stems from an unhealed wound. And we know this, science is proving this. So getting in, pulling that wound out from the root allows us to release the energy, the emotional charge from the body. So that's a specific process that I work with. Mirror work, mindfulness practices, there's tons. And I love it because I like to work with clients because we play. Some things work better than others. And this is what it's all about, is filling people with a toolbox that they can go to and use for different reasons, for different things, and finding what works. And, you know, for anybody that says, I can't meditate, I've tried, it doesn't work. Trust me, I got something for you.
You go in your little box of tricks.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So I know that you are working on some other things right now. Tell us a bit about that.
Yeah, so I am writing a book I'm co-authoring a book with many beautiful souls that are on the same mission to share their stories, because the more we can share our stories about what we've been through vulnerably, sharing the real raw shit, we can touch other lives because we feel very alone and isolated. So I think there's 12 authors all together. We're collaborating with this book, and it's all about how trauma has brought us to the bigger mission. That's literally the name of the book, is A Bigger Mission. Because whatever we're going through, whatever you are going through right now, you're being called for something greater. You are being called to awaken to your truth, to let go and release what you are not and step into who you are. That is your purpose. And we each share our stories, and it's something I'm so proud of. It's really amazing because it's filled with actual actionable tools to help people overcome whatever they're going through. So it's a two-parter. There's a book, and then there's a workbook that goes with it to actually give people the tools to make change. Yeah.
Oh, I might need this in my life.
Super excited about it. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and so I know that Jen's got a lot of awesome stuff on her Instagram. I've been seeing all that.
Thank you.
We'll drop all the links in the show notes so everybody can get a hold of you and follow you. It's been a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining me today, Jen.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. My honor.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode. For more tips, check out our blog at simpledesk.ca and subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss any of the action.